The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Your host, and I'm so glad to be over here in Mobile. Although, man, it took me a long time to get here, folks. The rain really came down. And at times, I was only going about 25, no more than 30 miles an hour. But when I got here in Mobile, it was all cleared up. And that is great. That is great. But in Baldwin County, it was raining. I'm sure it's gone by now. Hopefully. When I take off from here after the end of the show and head back to Baldwin County, we'll see. All right, folks, we are so glad to be here. I really am. And let me give kudos to the guy that's going to build my log cabin home, okay, Andy McEwen, and he's from Timberland Log Cabins, and he's doing a great job over there at Blakely Park. They're building a couple rental log cabins. So hurry up, Andy, and so you can start building my dream home. Thank you. All right. Folks, we have so much to talk about. We're going to have a guest later on, and it'll be our last quarter half of the show, and he'll be telling us about a few things. His election efforts, okay? But now, there's so much to talk about. And if you've heard Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer, unbelievable what they're trying to do. They've already done it in the House. They had House Bill number one, okay? And now they have, and they passed that because they have a few more Congress people than we do. And it's a majority vote in the Congress. But in the Senate, it's different. They need 60 out of the 100, okay? 60. And the name of this bill, okay, is totally unbelievable. But it's called the Affordable People Act. Don't let that confuse you. There's nothing about this bill that is helping the half of the country, okay? And it consists of total election reform, taking the election away from the states, the state governments, and putting it in the hands of the Senate and the politicians in Washington, the Congress and the Senate. And some of the, it's like a 700-page bill. And it is totally unbelievable what they want. And they say the purpose of this bill is to help suppress the vote against minorities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. The Voting Rights Act is for everybody. It applies to everybody, okay? It doesn't just apply to black or Asians or Hispanics. It applies to everybody. There's no differential between the Voting Rights Bill that has been passed already. But under this bill, they call it the voter suppression. The Republicans are suppressing mainly the black voters, okay, and the Hispanic voters from voting, which is nothing but bull. Okay. Some of what the Republicans are doing is in some Republican states, they're saying that in order for you to vote, you must be an American citizen. That is in the Constitution, folks. In the Constitution. Okay? You must have voter ID in order to vote. You need ID to go buy cigarettes, to go buy liquor, to go on a plane, okay? To get, you need some kind of ID to get your driver's license, okay? You need an ID for everything. So why don't you need an ID to vote? To prove that, one, you're an American citizen, and you cannot vote without being an American citizen. And that does not include if you came here from a foreign country and you came here legally and you have an I-15 card, okay? That's an alien registration card to show that you're here legally, all right? You still can't vote, folks. You can't vote until you swear you're sworn in as a citizen of these United States. And folks, I'm sure a lot of you are doing that. If you are alien, if you have an I-151 card, alien registration, you can't vote, folks. You cannot vote. So how is this voter suppression if the Democrats are saying that it is? One thing about an election, and that's everything we do. We need integrity, integrity, integrity. I was born in Mobile when I was 10. My mother and father and their 8 children moved to Paterson, New Jersey. Okay? Now, I was just talking to some of my relatives in New Jersey over the last few months. In New Jersey, they could not vote in person. Everybody had to vote via mail. And subsequently, the Democrats took over New Jersey. This is a ploy. This is a strategy by the Democrats. And they blame it on COVID. Okay? Now, I'm sure COVID was in Florida, in Alabama, in Kentucky, in all these other places. And guess what? We had voting in person. We had it in person. So why would New Jersey and a couple other states say that because of COVID, they couldn't vote in person? Plus, in New Jersey and some of the other Democratic states now, they don't require a photographic ID. How do they know who's voting, if they're American citizens or not? They do not know it, and they won't know it. Okay? And that's why they are fighting these states that are currently authorizing the conduct of audits. Because, folks, no matter what you hear from MSLSD and CNN, the Clinton News Network, and ABC, CBS, and all of those networks, there was a large-scale corruption, voter fraud, all over this country. And whomever is telling you it wasn't, they're lying to you, folks. They're lying to you. Why are, in a couple of states where they're having audits done, why are the Democrats fighting it? Why? Why would anybody fight an audit? Wouldn't you want the truth to be told? Democrats are spending millions of dollars in lawyer fee to try to stop these audits. Okay? Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. You see what they did in Georgia. Okay? In Arizona. Why are they spending so much? Why are they so afraid of an audit? Why? Why are they trying to hastily pass this Senate bill? One, like they did in Congress. Okay, you had no Republicans vote for this bill in Congress. Not one. You have no one in the Senate going to vote for this bill. So this is a Democratic bill, okay? And they're trying to get rid of the filibuster. And you know what the filibuster is. For those who don't know what it is, we've got about 15 more seconds. And on the other side of the break, we're gonna tell you, give you a little insight on what a filibuster is and why it was created. Okay? We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, I'm back, and we're going to continue our conversation with myself, me, the three of us, me, myself, and I. We're talking about this unbelievable, what the Democrats, I call them Demoncrats, are trying to do, folks. And they're not going to get away with it. You see, they know that in 2022, they're going to lose the House and the Senate, folks. Mark my words. Remember, I said that on this date. Since I'm retired, I don't know the date. But anyway, on this date, folks, let me tell you something. They're going to lose the 22nd. House and Senate. That's right. Today is the 22nd. Yesterday was my son's birthday. So,
Happy birthday.
Yeah. But anyway, they know it. They know it. And they're trying to ram every piece of legislation they can. They're trying to ram it through. But guess what? We're not going to accept that. We're not going to accept that. One thing they need to do, folks, okay, because in the Senate, it's a little different than the Congress. In the Congress, you know, they can vote, the majority vote, okay? And I think they've got about five more congressional seats than we do, all right? In the Senate, they've got to vote by 60 votes. So it's 10 extra votes they need, the Republicans, to come over on their side. And guess what? They have no, for this Senate Bill 1, they have none, zero Republican support, okay? So what they want to do is get rid of the filibuster. Now, the filibuster, folks, is for the minority in the Senate, okay? It is a weapon to give the minorities the opportunity to stop bills from being passed by the majority, all right? And that is 60 votes, 60 votes. So if they don't have that and we have the filibuster, then we can just prolong the agony on their side, okay? And in order to stop the filibuster, they have to get 10 of our senators from the opposition to vote for, to stop the filibuster. And then they can pass anything they want. But we're not allowing it, folks. And we better not allow it. Can you imagine how in 4 months they've screwed up this country, the Democrats? Can you imagine if the filibuster is gotten rid of, what they will do? It is totally unbelievable. So that's why we have the filibuster. And there are several shows on TV, older shows. James Stewart was one. Mr. Somebody Goes to Washington. Well, he stood up for hours and hours filibustering, okay? And that's what they could do. They can prolong this for days, and they can't get their bill passed, all right? But getting back to this act, this bills, It is totally unbelievable what is contained in this 700-page bill. It is total unbelievable. Where they're getting rid of the ID. You don't need IDs anymore. You can vote for a month before the election. You can register and vote the same day with no ID to verify that you're an American citizen. All right, before I continue, we got a message from Mike that I-10 just passed the I-65 entrance. There's a bad accident, okay? So if you're going that way, folks, please be careful and take an alternative route, all right? And that's from Michael in Mobile. So he just sent us a text. All right, so this is what they want, okay? Remember now, I don't think this is all a Democrat. This is a Democrat leadership, the leadership in the Democratic Party. They are the ones who are pushing the Democrats to believe all this crap. And that's what it is, nothing but crap. The Democratic Party thrive on tyranny. Tyranny, folks, tyranny. They thrive on it, okay? Anything that's bad, they thrive on it. And then they blame it on the Republicans. That's why Republicans have to get their act together and challenge the Democrats. Now, Democrats can come up to me and tell me something, and I'm going to believe it. I challenge them. I'll call them a liar. You're wrong. Go back and research. That's what I tell them. But we don't have enough Republicans doing that. Finally, some of the senators, Republican senators in Washington, are finally doing that, okay? They're finally doing it. They have to, because the Democrats are nothing but liars, and they base their fact on lies, and they want tyranny. And this is what we have to stop, okay? Anything that's bad like that, you know, like this young man, Floyd, Some Democrats are comparing him to Dr. Martin Luther King. He's a hero. He's a martyr. This man was a criminal. George Floyd was a criminal. And if he would have done what the police had told him to do, sit in there, put the handcuffs on him, okay? And remember, someone called on him. Called the police because I believe he was trying to cash a phony money. Or a check or something, okay? So they make a hero out of this guy. And I was watching, something came over the net about him going before, what's her name, Judge Judy, when he was 20 years old. He was a criminal then. It's unbelievable. And that was George Floyd. He's been a criminal all his life. All his life, he's been a criminal, and they know it. And you pay $27 million to the family? You haven't heard from him anymore, have you? No. All right, let's get back to this Senate bill and this Protecting the People Act. It's nothing but, it has nothing to do with the People Act. It's protecting the Democrats. That's what this bill is all about. Remember now, no Republican support. None whatsoever. Okay? And guess who's one of the people who are pushing this? One of the person, Nancy. What's her name? Stacey Abrams from Georgia. The lady who lost her election. The lady whose organizations was responsible for sending out millions of non-requested ballots in the Georgia election, okay? Someone who should be put in jail. And she's sponsoring some of this. Okay? It is totally unbelievable. But guess what, folks? Georgia, in the 22 election, the senator who ran and won, he is going to lose that election. Now, we're hearing that Herschel Walker, I know President Trump and a lot of the Republicans are trying to get him to run. Okay? If he runs, he's going to win the election. So that's one seat. That's one seat. Okay? President Trump is getting back on the road soon, and he's going to be stomping for Republican candidates for the 22 election. I can't wait. And folks, all of you who were said, who were saying that the president is washed up, you watch when he get back on the road. Okay? He's going to attract thousands and thousands of people. And one good thing, every day that the Democrats are in power, they're recruiting for us. And I'll tell you a story when I, after this break, how a young lady I met yesterday in at the T-Mobile store, okay? I'll tell you about that encounter with her. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. I am here. I am here. Before the break, I was telling you about this young lady I met in Malbus at the T-Mobile, and she was a black lady. And we were talking, and I know she's listening to the show now. I didn't get her name. I did give her one of my business cards and so she can get involved with the Alabama Minority GOP. By the way, you heard that new commercial we have for the Alabama Minority GOP. So we're out here recruiting. But regarding this young lady, we were talking. And then she was telling me how she voted for President Trump. And it's amazing, folks, how black folks, okay, minorities, the number of minorities who voted for the Republicans, but they can't say it if they're in certain neighborhoods, okay? They can't say it. They can't put signs up. It's danger for them to put a Trump sign up or Tuberville sign up or Jerry Carr sign, okay? But the good thing about what's happening today, and I've said this numerous times before, that this era that we're in with this new administration is similar to the Doug Jones era. Remember when Doug Jones beat Roy Moore, okay? And we knew that in the coming election, he would lose. And, folks, he lost bad. Everything he did was to ingratiate himself with the Democratic Party. And in this last election, 2020, he was massacred, okay? And that reminds me of the Democratic Party right now in Washington, this administration, Biden administration. And what they're doing is they're out there recruiting. Every time they open their mouth or actions they take, more and more Democrats and independents are coming to the Republican Party. Coming over to the Republican Party, there are quite a few. And that's one of the reasons why I say that we're going to, in May, in November of 2022, we are going to wipe the floor with these Democrats, okay? We're going to take the House. We're going to take the Senate. And just like this young lady here, there are many, many. I am the outreach coordinator for the Alabama Republican Party. And I was talking to Philip Brown, who's the chairman of the Alabama Minority GOP. And he was telling me, and I was telling him, we have a lot of folks, especially minorities, coming back and want to get involved with the Alabama Minority GOP and the Alabama Republican Party. We have a lot of them, folks. Okay? So Biden, Harris, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. You're not going to last that long. Okay? Once this 22 election, we're going to have the House and Senate and get Nancy Pelosi out of there and Mr. Schumer, get him out of there as the leader of the Senate. So we're going to do that, folks. We're going to do it. But in talking to this young lady, I was so surprised because she's a very, let's say she's in her late 20s, and she has friends who voted also for Republicans in the last election. In the last election, okay? So that's the way it is, folks. And let them enjoy themselves right now in the Congress and in the Senate. Right now in the Congress, we can't do anything. They can pass any bill that they want because it's a majority. And I think they have 5 or 6 seats. One thing that the governor has not done in Florida has not done, she have not filled the seat for Congresswoman Alcee Hastings, who died a few months back in the 20th district in Florida, okay? And the young lady that you heard last week, Leticia Jones, she's running for that seat. She's one of the, she's a Republican candidate for that seat. And that's going to be an open seat. Okay. And I applaud the governor for not appointing anyone yet. Okay. Or not calling the election yet. Because without him being present, that's a loss for the Democrats in the Congress. That's a loss. So that's where we're at today. And let me tell you, it's sickening. Biden was in Europe at that G7 meeting. He was an embarrassment. He was an embarrassment, okay? Definitely an embarrassment. Now, I want to talk about this Juneteenth, this so-called Juneteenth. But do you folks know what Juneteenth is all about? I'm sure you don't. Okay, a lot of folks, and I've talked to a few, think that that was the day that the slaves were freed. It was not, folks. It was not. That was the day that a bunch of blacks who were in Austin, Texas, in that area, were informed that the blacks were freed. Remember, in those days, folks, they didn't have telephones and televisions and all that, okay? They didn't have them. So that was the day they were informed, but everybody else knew. Everybody else knew they were free. So if we want to celebrate a day, folks, let's celebrate a true day. And that was the Emancipation Proclamation by who? A Republican, Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slave via the Emancipation Proclamation. Lincoln is the one who did that, okay? Juneteenth had nothing to do with it. It was President Lincoln who did that, okay? So that's the, if we want to celebrate a holiday, that's what we should celebrate. The Emancipation Proclamation Day. Now, anybody want to challenge me on that? Does any of you Democrats? And besides that, folks, a lot of folks of today believe that it was the Democrats who freed the slaves, the Democrats who fought for the slaves, the Democrats who did all these things. It was not, folks. It was the Republicans. The Republicans. It was the Republicans who created the NAACP. And I heard the other day on a station, it was this station, where they were talking about the NAACP, and they were talking about how they were nonpartisan. Bull. Bull. The NAACP is a surrogate for the Democratic Party. Anybody want to challenge me on that? They are a surrogate organization for the Democratic Party. NAACP was created by Republicans and Republicans only. The Ku Klux Klan was created by the Democrats. Okay? The Equal Rights Amendment was created, sponsored by the Republicans. The Republicans in both the House and Congress. Okay? So, and that's what the Democrats are trying to do. They are trying to erase our history, and they can't do it. They cannot do it. We won't allow them to do it. Okay? And those are the truth. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back, and that's what we're doing here. We're on a mission. We are on a mission, and we're going to make it possible. So stick with us, folks, and we ask you to stay with us. Don't abandon us now. All right, we are on a mission. All right, we have with us the man who is getting ready to make history in the state of Alabama, and believe me, it will be history. It will be history, and I'll explain to you once you get on. All right, Mr. Kenneth Pascal, who is our Republican candidate for House District number 73 in Shelby County. How you doing, Kenneth?
George, I'm doing well, and thank you for having me back on this afternoon.
Great, great. How are things going up there during the campaign? And when is the election?
Well, things is going great. We won the Republican primary on April the 27th. And so now I'm facing the Democratic candidate on July the 13th.
Okay.
And so we're about 3 weeks out, and we're still campaigning hard.
Great, great, great. And I've talked to some of our folks down here who are going to be coming up there before the election to help out some more. So I know you will welcome that.
Well, yes, definitely. We had someone that came up back in April that came to help campaign and knock on doors, and definitely appreciate that. And we always welcome anyone to join our team. We look forward to working hard until we get past the finish line, and we have good support from our Republican family and friends up here and throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. I saw you on Facebook with the man who you are replacing up there, who has become what is he, an appeals court judge now?
Matt Friday,
right.
This was his seat, but in November he won an appellate court judgeship, so he's at the appellate court right now.
Great, great, great. And tell our audience the significance of your victory for this seat, House District 73.
Well, major history. if we continue to work hard and get across the finish line on July the 13th, I will be the first elected Republican minority for African Americans since the Reconstruction of Alabama, that's dating back to 1874, over 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So, folks, that's why it's so important, because we have no minority Republicans in the Alabama House or the Alabama Senate. And we need to, and Kenneth will be our first to be elected. And so that's why this election to me is so important. And to the citizens of Alabama is so important. Kenny, what else you need from our folks to make sure that you accomplish this goal?
Well, I tell you, first and foremost, we want to just encourage everyone to continue to pray. We know we're in a spiritual battle, and so the first way people can help, just from your living room, just pray daily for cover. And we could always, seek financial support. That's the key thing right there. We want to continue to fundraise, and that way we're better able to help get the vote out. It's imperative we get the voters out, and people can visit my website. Mm-hmm. At Kenneth Paschal, and the last name is spelled PASCHAL.com, and people can donate that way. And also, you can volunteer, whether you want to drive up and help us canvass the last two weekends before July the 13th. But first and foremost, just keep us in your prayers. If you can contribute, there is no amount too small. And that would be greatly appreciated.
Right. Tell the folks a little bit about your background, Kenneth.
Well, George, I tell people I'm a 21-year career military veteran. I served in the Army for 21 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And I emphasize the word career military because I'm not a career politician. So that's the key thing. That's what makes me different. I'm not a politician, but I still want to serve. And I moved back to Alabama about 14 years ago in Shelby County. Mm-hmm. And have volunteered with multiple nonprofit organizations and have spent the last 10 years in Montgomery walking the hallways as a volunteer working on pro-family legislation. I believe there's a direct on-purpose attack on the family unit, and so we really got to get leaders in elected that believe in the concept of family in the order that God created. So like I said, I'm a 21-year military veteran serving my country, and I still want to continue to serve in different capacity as the next elected official for Alabama House District 73, which is located in Shelby County.
All right. All right. That's good. And, folks, please help this man out, okay? You're helping Alabama. You're helping the citizens of Alabama. And we need to do more of this, and I'll explain to you in another show why we really need to do this, okay? All right, Kenneth, we appreciate you coming on, and we're going to be monitoring the situation up there. I'll definitely be up there a couple of days before the election, okay?
Okay, George, I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me on.
All right, thank you. All right, folks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Kenneth Paschal, and let me tell you, this is so important. And I'm not afraid to say this. The Democratic Party in Alabama have taken over the state legislature from the white Democrats, okay? 99% in the Senate and about 96% in the Alabama House, they're black. They're black. Okay? And so the white Democrats in the House and the Senate is almost extinct. That's why we need to put some black Republicans there, because in my mind, one black Republican is equivalent to 25 of those black Democrats. because they do nothing for their constituents. Not a darn thing for their constituents. What have they done? What have the politicians, black politicians in Alabama done? Napoleon Bracey, Vivian Figures, all of those politicians. What have they done? What have they done? Zero. Zero for their communities. Okay? Except follow the will of the Democratic Party in D.C. That's what they've done. They don't care about you, the citizens of Alabama. They don't give a darn about you. Wake up. You're going to have to wake up. Have to wake up. It's a plantation that they're keeping you on, and you have to get off of that plantation. That's what Biden is trying to do, you folks in these urban cities. He wants to give you money for life, but it's not going to work. And that's why we have a shortage of working personnel right now, because he wants to give $600 a week. And some of the folks have said, why should I work when I can sit on my behind and make $600 tax-free a week? Why? This is not what it's all about. And this bill, Senate Bill Number 1, folks, no, it's not voter suppression. It is illegal voter suppression. That's what we're trying to do, prevent illegals from voting in our election. And the Democrats want illegals to vote in our election. Okay? That's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent illegal suppression, not voter suppression, illegal voting suppression. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. I got some fish that my cousin cooked for me, Patricia, and I'm going home to eat it, folks. All right, we'll see you the same time next week. Same station. Until then, Vicon Dales, everybody.